Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Reject hard times, we won't take it. The curse, let's break it. Yeah, let's break it. I see my goal now. Watch me take it. Yeah, watch me take it. I spit it for God, so I fake it. I'm trying to walk through the fence that's golden gated. And win my mansion, yeah, my mansion. Walked in the dark, so God became my golden lamp. And yes, I'm shining so bright. Survival of the fittest is the code for battles we fight. Fly over storms, avoid turbulence through your life's flight. When I drop the aim, it's to restore sight. Call it Visine. Life could be mean, but who's here perfect? Nobody's flesh is clean. We all face struggles to get to new levels. Pursue the rock bottom, problems we all got.
This world gon' let us in. 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 and I'ma do it like this.
This world gon' let me in. 22 when I major in. Getting souls, Fisher and me. Can't hold me, bro. I'm on fire, kid. When I rep the king like a running back. So in that thing, when I carry the rock, the set of captains free. Freedom chase ain't a hold of me. That world feeling that pressure. That real church bout to catch up. Them real Saint about to rally. And your boys ain't gonna let up. Man, I'm coming with that pressure. Let me in, I'm pushing that message, man. Christ from my lips, his glory reign. That's my heart called a treasure, man.
This world gon' let us in. 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 And I'ma do it like
I bring the light, call it solar. Riding in the back, holding this all over. I'm in this thing, pushing Jehovah. New beginning, just started over. We in this thing, about to take over. Believers believing on the name only. To get them in, on the top solar. Let me in, spreading that hold of mine. We in the season, taking back. Man, they got me riled up. See them folks getting saved. Got your boy riled up. Shoot it up, ready to crank. See them folks rising up. Man, they wanna keep me quiet, but I'ma show them what's up. Up, up, and I'ma do it like this, 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 and I'ma show 'em what's up. Up, up, and I'ma do it like this, this. This real one life. This world gon' let me in. Can't hold me back, man. I die for this. That's real love. The son of man. Show me how, so I spread it, kid. Going hard like the disciples did. Spreading Jesus, you on my list. And I'm getting through, but I'm after them. That's the fire, the mission, kid.
This world gon' let us in. 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 And I'ma do it like this.
This and I'ma do it like this. This and I'ma show 'em like this. This a real one like this. This and I'ma show 'em like. I'ma do it like this, tryna change lives. Make a difference in this world change ya. Sacrificing everything for his nature. Don't wanna be me, I gotta save ya. People be asking me why I be flowing so hard, why I be pushing my Jesus in. So young in the coast, cause the world gonna let me in. And I'ma give them the truth, and I'ma point them to the king. And all that I do, from the start to the end. That's where my mind's at, that's where my heart's at. Rio on the map.
This world gon' let us in. 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 And I'ma do it like this.
I'm in it to win it, to him he said we have no limit, I'm in it to finish. Like any race, this is one you have to train along. Ensure your cardio is on point and staying strong, and that your pulse is right from the start. Cause a bad heart can't even cause a strong, smart man to fall apart. Be like Noah's Ark, build yourself, get through the storm. An optimistic prime example to transform. Don't be of the world, don't tag along. Cause the Bible, they don't wanna put their hands on.
Running obstacles, jumping over hurdles, ball rolling, sprinting, swimming, Christ the Olympics, yeah, we win it. We just running obstacles, running obstacles, running obstacles, Christ the Olympics, and we win it. No, we can't get it any other way. Gold medal from the king, show it off today. Running obstacles, running obstacles, Christ the Olympics, and we win it.
World is a trap. Jesus the only answer. He will unlock all your locks. I treat these beasts as Goliath. Kill them with the rock. I'm a gladiator for the creator until I drop. Who are these Christians? I go hard like Olympians. Pressing towards the mark for the prize like in Philippians 3:14. Christ is my theme. He's the one that I lean on when life gets obscene. Through him I'm redeemed. He's the casting of my team. Get a cracking for my chains till I'm snapping a shoestring. That happiness he brings. Let's me walk like a champion. Loss of hindsight means I ain't going back. I push the pedal to the metal, but not for the medals, but to glorify Christ in hopes of reaching his medal. Push the pedal to the metal, but not for the medals, but to glorify Christ in hopes of reaching his medal.
Running obstacles, jumping over hurdles, ball rolling, sprinting, swimming, Christ the Olympics, yeah, we win it. We just running obstacles, running obstacles, running obstacles, Christ the Olympics, and we win it. Can't get it any other way. Gold medal from the king, show it off today. Running obstacles, running obstacles, fight the Olympics and we win it.
You don't stand for something, you gon' fall for anything. I try to stay firm, toes planted in the earth, body planted on this planet. Do your will, Lord, just the way you plan it. I pray on each other, we could keep our eyes planted. Hope you keep precious treasures in my dwelling. Your message I'm telling, trying to enter your kingdom with thanksgiving. I wanna scale cities of the mighty, bringing down strongholds wherever they might be. Forever I will run, I run to you, my God. You run it, and I know you're coming for me. Draw up the flames, coach your glory. I'm ready to score for your glory. I'm a horse made ready for war, but the victory's the Lord's. For your souls I fish, salvation of the human race. Raise my fist, just like Tommy Smith. Redeem team, relay for the king. Pass the baton, life aligned with his dreams.
Running obstacles, jumping over hurdles, ball rolling, sprinting, swimming, Christ the Olympics, yeah, we win it. We just running obstacles, running obstacles, running obstacles, Christ the Olympics, and we win it. No, we can't get it any other way. Gold medal from the king, show it off today. Running obstacles, running obstacles, Christ the Olympics, and we win it.
I enter into your presence with thanksgiving. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yo.
Father, I wanna thank you for the irrigation of my sins and forgiving me for how I acted back when. See, back when in my ears your word was going in, but my actions showed it flew up out the other end. Remember the times when I thought it was the end, and how close I was from being dead and in the pen. But through it all, you remain my father and my friend. Expose my life when the enemy wanted to cage it in. Pick up a form of pen, that's what you said to me. Feed your sheep and speak the words you say to me. Don't be discouraged by what these people say to you. Just be a man of God and do what I want you to do. Know if you with me that this world gon' hate you, but know that I never leave nor forsake you. Father, this a hard thing you asking me to do, but I'ma do it and I'm so grateful.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
time I sit back and think. And shortly after that, it's like I gotta give you thanks. That I ain't gotta wake up and go and smoke nothing. Or pour me a drink just to get through my day. Brought me a long way from the person that I was. Sad part about that, I didn't know who I was. So I heard about your love and how you shed your blood and how we spit up in your face. You still there for us. And for that, I can't thank you enough. Gun all up in my face, but that cat didn't bust. Accidents, bills paid, that's why it's enough. That I fellowship with you every morning I wake up. See, I love you so much, that's why I speak about you highly. And share your word with people who attempt to walk by me. Faith in your word, I continue to walk by you. And do your will even if I'm tired.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Cover you.
That I give you mine.
I just wanna say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I just wanna say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And a dance for the track. Make a remix, tell the DJ bring it back. All to distract the fact of recycling the track. That's why it's getting whack. That's why I nod my head and frown every time I hear a ooh from the back. I'm confused, see I never hear the truth on the track. They say they keep it real, but they never state the facts. I'm scared rap's headed on a path. Nobody's original, we steal from the past. It's like everybody took an old school class. Cheated on the test, threw the answers in the trash.
Dad.
That's why they never last. How many one-hit wonders have we had? Maybe you're cool with this, I'm really, really mad. See, that doesn't cover all of it, that's maybe only half. I'm hating on the poets, not studying the craft. Hip-hop's not a job, it's an honorary task. The voice of the people, the painters of a path. The hope for the future, the bridge to the past. It's not about you or the chase for the cash. It's about us and a dream once had. A world not ruled by the things of the past. The man never judged for the things that he has. The color of his skin or his economic class. The value of a woman never thrown in the trash. Where old school and new school don't constantly clash. Where church is the school and we all attend class.
Dad. Where can I find it? Don't even listen to the radio.
should provoke thought with our music. If thought turns to action, it causes a movement. Tell them what the struggle's like, tell them what your views is, tell them about the word of God and tell them no excuses. Rap is a tool, we must carefully use it. We only get one shot, we miss and we lose it. We cannot allow any more to abuse this. Christ is the anchor man, tell them what the news is. We will take back what you took. I hear the hide wisdom, they put it in a book, cause that would be the last place we would ever look. So my God's got a plan that could get the game shook. Put every chapter in a bar, title in the hook. Start with the Bible, 66 books. Genesis is first, let Psalms be the hook. So if rap is a crime, I'm a Christ-driven crook. Is a leader in a sense. Just because he makes money doesn't mean he makes sense. If everyone examined what his lyrics really meant, then they probably wouldn't clap, they would probably take offense. If every rapper is a leader in a sense, just because he makes money doesn't mean he makes sense. I pray we all examine what his lyrics really meant, cause we should never clap, we should always take offense. Amen.
That's what I want to be, not what I used to be. Becoming all I'm meant to be. That's what I want to be, not what I used to be. Coming up,
new beginning. have passed away. Behold, a new one thrives today. New beginning. New beginning.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for this Sunday's episode of Gospel Hip Hop Sundays, which was renamed by OG in my absence a few weeks ago. Hello, OG Mac Drama. How are you today?
A blessed Sunday to you, Double D. Just exhausted and tired. Went to Vegas last night and got back in the wee bit late morning, and team's no sleep.
Are you getting too up there to be hanging out till the wee hours of the morning with team no sleep?
Not at all. Not at all. I can go just as hard as any 20-year-old, 18-year-old, 30-year-old when it comes to the nightlife. Mm-hmm. But how was your weekend? I want to salute you first and thank God that we were able to launch our new network, Top Star. The whole media company is called Top Star Media, and it encompasses our website, topstarhiphop.com, where we place all music posted for free. We're not charging. And also this new radio network, Top Star Hip Hop Radio, where on Sundays you get this lovely Double D and Miss Deja Vu hosting Gospel Hip Hop Sundays. And on Mondays, you got Davin Lewis of Bad Boy ENT / Sir Rock. The show is called Real Housewives of Twitter, but we're going to be changing that name. And it's all about battle rap. And Real Housewives of Twitter will be going on Fridays. We have to rename the Monday show. On Tuesdays, mm-hmm. You can find me at 258mafia.com, where we do Turn Up and Turn Off Tuesdays with Little Justin and Kelly. Kel from 258 Mafia Radio. Currently, that's a radio show that's breaking artists and tracks to a world audience of about 120,000 tuning in repeatedly every Tuesday. That's not too bad. And it's a worldwide market, so that's a distribution network right there. And on Wednesdays, you could catch me here on Top Star Hip Hop Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, same number, and I host Power Talk with OG. And that's where we give you all the indie news, savvy, and the inside game for independent artists to make it. And we always have great VIP artists and guests. And on Thursdays, we have Let 'Em Talk Radio with Josh and Elias Prophet and Jay Nice of YNC out of Wheeling, West Virginia, 304. And they just let them talk. Call in and chop it up and let off some steam. And on Fridays, mm-hmm. it will be the Real Housewives of Twitter. I got a lot of lovely ladies from various backgrounds, but let me tell you one thing, these ladies are about it, and they mean the business. And on Saturdays, we sum it up with Top Star, our Top Star Hip Hop presentation of our Top 20 Weekly Indie Countdown. And primarily about 60 to 65% of that music is composed by the tracks, videos, and singles, and mixtapes that are submitted to www.topstarhiphop.com. So you want to be seen, you want to be heard, call us. And you want to get an interview, hit us up. There are some requirements. Yeah. You got to promote. You got to have a sizable social media following. If it's not up there, I will teach you how to get up there, and then you can get on the radio. But why get on a radio network if no one knows you? To get known, I see, but you got to put in some work. So back to you, Dar. Thank you.
Right. Well, I just wanted to touch on a couple of topics today because it's been a crazy weekend for me. And my family, my cousin got married on Friday, and it was a very nice time for the most part, I will say that. I do not get along with my grandfather, so He's getting up there in age. He's in his mid to late 80s, and he's just not a very nice individual. So it took a lot of energy to not chastise him for ill speaking to somebody that was around me at the church of all places. So it was just, it was a very trying day at that time. But then once we got to the reception, it was a really nice time. I was with my sisters. We laughed. We tried to take family photos, which was absolutely hysterical. My aunt, I'm like, my aunt, which is my mom's twin, I'm like, here, can you take pictures of me, Mom, and Missy and Vanessa? And she's like, okay, but I have shakes. I have the shakes really bad. I'll try to get it in between the shakes. And not one single picture was in focus. There was pictures of, like, legs and other body parts. It was just, it was absolutely hysterical. I never laughed. I haven't laughed that much in a long time. So it was really great. Being with the family. I don't do a lot of family functions, but but then on Saturday, I woke up and I got a message on Facebook that some friends of ours down in Kentucky, she had gone into labor in the wee hours of that morning, and her baby was born and passed away. And he was 8 pounds, 3 ounces, and 21 inches long, and his name was Braylon. And, I mean, just absolutely a beautiful baby. I do not know all of what took place and why God chose to call that little baby home. But, you know, we just, if some prayers could be sent out for Braylon's family, while they try to wrap their mind around the loss of a newborn baby, that would be greatly appreciated. And which leads me to want to read this passage from 1 Corinthians. And it's 1 Corinthians 13 because it is the greatest gift. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know just I also am known. Now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So I just wanted to point out, I think it's so important to remember that if we don't have love, we don't have anything else. So just surround yourselves with people that love you and share, want to share things with you. And I think that that is the most important thing in life, is to love and be loved.
Amen. That's, you never lied about that. I mean, that's what makes love makes the world go around. They say God is love. Yeah. So
now,
what kind of, I know we got some new tracks. What we got?
Oh, my goodness. I do have quite a few new tracks today. I'm going to play this one for you. I was kind of waiting for Grizzly because...
Pretty Little Cup?
Uh-huh, because I could see him collabing with this one artist. So I'm going to play a different song. This is by an artist called Pookie, and the name of the song is called Soul.
Grinder dive.
What would it profit me to gain the world and lose my soul? Would it profit me to gain the world and lose my soul? To gain the world. Broken hearted, the ones that lost their mamas, mamas on mourning. I don't know their father, or don't know their heavenly father. Either way, you on that water. Got bad news from the doctor. Got knocked, now you locked up. I got high, now you knocked up. You ain't dead, so keep your head up. They don't understand how you hungry, but you fed up. My homeboys in the fed, flashbacks are writing them letters. Inmates getting jealous, cause someone's not familiar. Ain't that just like the devil? Misery loves company, that misery loves company. In the church or in the streets, misery loves company. I pray for you, please pray for me. The Holy Spirit, it comes for me. Every time I hit the streets, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I don't make it back, it won't be. Lord, please save my soul. Don't forget my soul. Disrespected, talked about arrested, raped or molested, belittled or neglected. It could stop you, but don't let it. Cause even a Messiah was a stoner, been rejected. If you stress, stop from stressing, stop and count your blessings. Cause a lot of people have lessons, some ain't never had nothing. Stay tight with your family. It's bad losing a loved one. When they gone, you can't get them back. Can't even get a hug from them. Even love to mess with. No one is trying to live right. That's on their side, like live a good life. And death comes, it's O.P. Bye-bye, night-night. Bye-bye, night-night. Everybody go night-night. Every time I hit the streets, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I don't make it back, it won't be. Lord, save my soul. Don't forget my soul. Still alive, even though I'm in these streets, that don't mean I'm on these streets. Praying for my enemies. My soul, please don't forget my soul.
Gotta go hard, cause it's for the Lord. Power and glory forever and ever. Thank you for sending your son in the flesh. Overcome death, order myself. Got a little faith, big faith. Popping on sleep, a little faith, move my trying to reach my sign of the blood of the Lion of Judah. Hosanna, let God have the animal. Feed on the devil, I eat of the manna. Let prayer be my planner, the Bible, my rifle, the clip of banana. Lay in the den of lies, I'm Daniel. Ain't cut my hair since 2000, I'm sensing a servant. The fire, they think of my life. Salvation is crisis, I'm tempted by vices. This one is man, but sharp as the knife. Very sweet honey, I'm the United. Swallow my pride, I'm just a sinner. Guilty of charge, but Christ my defender. Feed my case, I'm just living my life. Still running the race, facing my problem, not running away. Let God from my battles, I fast and I pray. And if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Every time I hit the streets, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I don't make it back, it won't be. Lord, save my soul. Don't forget my soul.
Don't look at us weird, cause we out here rapping Jesus. Can you name a king that's greater than the one we calling Jesus? He was on that cross alone. Did not need a feature there. He rose up out the dead with the logo of Adidas. God, here's your thoughts and secrets. Them worries do not keep them. Just read your Bible more and you'll see how Jesus has beat this thing that we call in life. I bet you Raven couldn't see it. Jesus loves us from the homeless to the richest of the creatures. Being rich can't get you faith. Being poor makes you a teacher. Just keep your eyes on grace and you'll be clean like retro sneakers. We some Christians making music just to glorify your leader, Abba G. The Messiah cleans us up, no Stanley steamers. I run to him, just go. Jesus gives us all IDs. That book of life is now our road. We the last generation, so we see that surely grow. God's the master of that peace. I chase him on them golden rose. See this time around we cross, taking prayers up to the bar. No man is walking this earth could ever be our God. We not in it for that money, we pushing that grace and not that law. Everybody is a sinner, Jesus is the answer for giving love, taking sin. See what Christ our life begins. He got you if you feeling lonely, bro, he right into the end. See, death could never beat him, cause Almighty is his kin. Every kiss begin with K, but Jesus beginning and the end. See, it's time to war as Christians. Unwrap the box that grace is in. Deliver it over to them gangsters that just wanna make a man. See, these boys are getting rowdy, roughing up that scene again. Power puffing, God's loving bars, good mojo back at it again. Everybody made up as one. We know how to, we not run. Keeping God's word in our mouth, cause nothing is dangerous like that tongue. See, use these words as bullets for our supernatural gun. Let them know that God's a bomber, bombing bad mind bodies. One, take them.
when I get there, I will guide you home. But at this time, I need to go.
About that. OG, it is his network, and so I really can't complain. I was at a music forum getting knowledgeable and powerful information from industry people, so I was glad that OG and Miss Deja Vu could fill in for me. And Miss Deja Vu is not with us just yet tonight. I believe she's working late, so I do apologize. She hasn't joined us yet. You are tuned in to our new platform on Top Star Hip Hop Radio, which is brought to you by, as always, by www.topstarhiphop.com. And this is our Sunday show, which highlights and showcases the wonderful talent of some amazing gospel, hip hop, and rap artists in the Christian genre. And we like to say all the time about how we are always dealing with the secular side of the music industry. It's nice to have this platform that gives back positive and uplifting and encouraging music, something for people to hopefully it will fill your glass and put you in a great mood for the rest of the week. I wanted to share another scripture passage really quick, and then I'm going to get into a caller. And this one is the Great Commission, because that's what we're here for. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain, which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. Ain't that the truth? What a wonderful blessing it is to know that Jesus Christ is always with us. The Father in heaven is always there, ready to hear us cry out to him, which we should be doing. So I have my own things that I have to cry out about, and some have been resolved and some are still in the works. So I think it's all about lessons to be learned for sure. Anyways, I'm going to find out really quick here. And who's joining us today?
It's Lee. How you doing,
Caller?
Brother D?
I'm great. How are you? Tell the listeners who you are.
I am Lee the Second. It is I, the great one, Gary, aka Lee.
You're breaking
up. How are
up.
You, dear?
Let's try again.
Hold on. Let me start up. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now? All right. Yeah. This is Gary, aka Lee. How you doing, Sylvie?
I'm great. I was listening to your music. I was listening. I just wanted to say really quick, I was actually listening to your music with somebody else last night who is thoroughly impressed by your music. And so it was kind of, we won't get into it because this is a Christian show. But anyways, let's just say your music is definitely, you're going to be going somewhere. So,
I pray for it. Amen. Amen.
Well, that's what they said. So, and I wanted to say, I watched one of your YouTube videos today when you did a remake of, who did you do a remake of? You were playing the keyboard. I didn't even know you could play the keyboard.
Yeah, I can play a little bit. A little razzle dazzle.
A little razzle dazzle. You're so funny.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was a remake.
So you're
Superstar.
Very talented.
Yeah.
Yes,
ma'am. Absolutely.
Very talented. So how are you enjoying the music of our gospel hip hop Sunday show?
I tell you what, they are truly, truly, truly talented artists, man. I really was enjoying the soul song. I was bumping up to that thing. I was like, all right, man, shoot, I want my soul saved too, you know. And it was crazy because earlier when you was talking about love and everything, I think that really touched for me because I'm a kind of person, you know, I try and show love to everybody. I try and make sure that I'm respectful, nice to everybody because – I mean, it's Christ-based nature. Like, God loved everybody. So who am I not to give my love to, you know, to you know, just the people in general? It's not necessarily just your family, because it's easy to love your family, you know, but when it comes to strangers you don't know about, you know, they could really be plotting and scheming against you, and then they could really
steal
you and get you. But at the end
Guess
of the day,
what?
You still got to love them.
Family does that, too.
Yeah,
family
true,
does
true,
that
very
too.
True. Absolutely.
My
so,
family
I mean,
is crazy.
Amen to that one. Amen.
OG, a fool, what's happening?
Oh, yeah, OG knows. OG knows about the crazy family.
No comment.
I understand. And it was a scripture I was reading this morning. I want to share it with you guys. It's in Romans.
Oh, thank you. Please do.
Absolutely. It's Romans 6 and 26, I want to say. And it goes like, I think it's for the wages. No, he without sin cast the first stone. I think that's right.
I know which one you're talking about. I think I actually have it highlighted, but it's not Romans 6.
Was it Romans 3:23?
Pardon me?
Is it Romans 3:23? I know it's in Romans.
Oh, 3:23, maybe. Hold on.
It's one of those.
I'm not terrible. For all sin and fall short of the glory of God. 3:23. I know about casting the first stone, but that's also about in Matthew when he talks about removing the plank from your own eye before you talk about what's in somebody else's eye.
So, I definitely
am one to not, I generally don't talk about other people, but my grandfather is one that makes my blood boil. I don't know. That's one prayer that has not been answered yet, and I don't know why. Some of my family I've made peace with and stuff, but other of my family, it's just, he's not a nice person, which makes it very difficult. When somebody's not nice to you, like deliberately attacks you, it's hard to show them love and compassion.
Yeah, I definitely
so
see.
How was your day? You told me you went to church today. I'm going to find that casting the first stone while you're talking. You said you went to church today. How was it?
church was awesome, man. I go to my church regularly, but I hadn't been in a few weeks due to work. So when I got back, you know, they asked me to do a little minister music thing. So I did that stuff, and that was awesome. You know, I just really felt like God was using me. And then my pastor got up and he was talking about love, which was I thought was ironic what you were talking about, and just the different levels of love and, you know, how love is patient.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely confirmation, you know, and was just talking about how, you know, despite what people do to you, you got to forgive, you know, love and forgiveness go hand in hand. And so you know, just bringing up different parables and scriptures, like the one where, you know, if your brother strikes your cheek, give him the other to strike, you know.
Right.
And granted, too, all that is very complicated, especially in my day and age, because, you know, our generation, we're not necessarily confrontational, but we have, like, that invincibility complex. Like, ain't nobody going to step to me. I'm not going to do anything to you, like, or, you know, whatever that is. It's kind of innate in our generation. And it just really made some things plain for me that, you know, I don't have to fight every battle. Everything doesn't require me to put my hands up and, you know, get ready to start scrapping. You know, that's not the mentality I need to have. Sometimes I just need to back away, walk away, put them in the hands of God and let God deal with them. Because
amen.
God can get them better than I can. And it's not necessarily about getting them. It's about understanding that God is who my life is. He's seen me out of the situations that I'm in, you know? So this was really a good word, man. And it just really kind of restored me in some places. Because sometimes you get put in positions where, you know, you just constantly conflict and you're constantly fighting within yourself and with other people. And sometimes it takes another person, you know, who's looking at it unbiasedly, who don't even know your situation, being used by God to say, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to apply this. And it just all confirms itself and makes sense. And now you have the tools
right.
that you need to get through your week, you know. So it just was good, man. I just really enjoyed church and, you know, just continue to fall more in love with Christ. You know, I do R&B music, but I want my lifestyle to show that, you know, I may do that, but I still believe in God. I still, you know, follow the principles of Christ and whatnot, you know. So that's kind of where I am, man. And, you know, that's what my word of or nuggets of wisdom is today, to just continue to be true to yourself. But understand that you want yourself to meet the requirements of Christ. Because at the end of the day, when we die, you know, we all want to go to heaven. I know I want to. You know, so, you know, that's kind of what it is, man. Turn up for Christ.
Sorry, I just was getting a message from somebody. I'm so happy that you got confirmation just on the love passage. It's just been very heavy on my heart all weekend with first the wedding and the situation, you know, of being around my family. It's always a very difficult decision for me. Like, I don't just go to family functions, and my family knows that because of just – that's another topic for another day.
Thank
but
you.
Anyways – so, you know, I'm very happy for my cousin that got married. I'm so happy that he found a wonderful person. My cousin's a little quirky and unique. He's actually, he has a degree, a master's degree at that, went to Italy to get his master's degree in opera. He studied for his master's in Italy in opera. So he performs opera here in Chicago. They travel around and they teach elementary schools. They do these little mini opera at the local elementaries and schools and stuff to get kids involved in opera music, which I think is phenomenal. And he's a hired singer for a huge mega church here in Chicago. He's a hired singer for their choir. So, you know, he's doing very well, but it's just like he's an opera singer. I'm just like, who makes a living at opera? But, you know, whatever. And she's funny. And they played the piano and they sang at their ceremony. They sang at their reception. It was a lot of fun, and I'm so glad that I went. And then, like I said, and then yesterday I got up, and then, you know, all over Facebook is a friend of ours down in Kentucky that had a brand new baby that passed away at birth. And, you know, and just, so, I mean, there's just been an outpouring of love and sympathy and everything, you know. The baby was 8 pounds, 3 ounces, and 21 inches long. And it's just hard to understand why things like that happen. And so that's why I was, like, really, really so reflecting on the love passage, because it takes love to get married and to have a successful marriage. You have to have love. But when when like the situation with the baby passing away, it takes the love of friends and family that's going to help this young couple get through this devastating time. So, you know, was touching on that. And I just wanted to let you know your scripture passage is John 8:7, because it's when the adulteress, you know, came out and Jesus said, so when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
There you go. So, gotcha. Thank you.
Definitely. So, anyways, I'm going to get into playing a couple more tracks. I hope you sit back and then you enjoy. And I'm so glad you're here joining us today, Lee. And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Hold on.
Absolutely. All right.
So, with that, I'm going to get back into and play. I want to play one more track here, and then I have another caller that's been patiently waiting. But I love this track that I'm going to play by an artist called Prophecy out of Columbus. And this is definitely a cry-out track, and it's God, Please.
You know my whole entire life, man. Seem like everybody got something to say. Like I can't be a leader. I can't provide. I can't do what I need to do to survive, right? You know what? When all that builds up, ooh, man, this was one of those feelings. I go to God. I got two words for you. This is what I say. Yeah. Let's go. God, please.
Help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please. Help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please. Help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please. Help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away.
I said back to the mic I go. Back to the nitty gritty, back to the beginning where everything was an emotional flow. And you really knew it very well from the way that I spoke. It's been real from the time my brother wrote. If you really didn't know, man, now you know. See the devil's on the sideline and it grows. Listen hard up to the way that I flow. Everybody thinking that their brother don't know. Man, please, man, see your brother really knows. That the devil comes all out with temptations. How have you saying things out your mouth? That you really never knew that you could say it. That's not you, yeah, right, replay it. Yeah, right, replay it. Everybody thinking it, can't nobody just say it. Now you wanna place that you really don't like. In the corner, hype to pop off and fight. How many times you gonna have sleepless nights? Telling you, man, you better get things right. Now you suck and it seems every day that this life can reset to rewind and replay. See, the devil will not delay. So how in the world you gonna pop off and play? Pop off and save, pop off too late. Now you're in a real danger field. But this real danger kills. So how does the anger feel? Better do what it do and call on his name. But for the talk, eat up the brain. Yeah, they be saying you insane. And all you gotta do is say two things.
God, please, help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please, help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away.
day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away.
Shh, gotta be quiet. For the haters in the crowd. And if you look a little closer, you can see those lukewarm Christians now. I ain't trying to point fingers. Nah, that's not me. But if you feel what I felt and felt what I feel, would it make them want to scream like,
ah!
Bring it all back, try to put it in the bag, but you're ready to attack. How many people are really even bothered by that? Never mind personally how you really acting this whack. Now I got a groove, so hear what I say. Now God's here and he changed the way. I got things I'm about to shout and say. Even through the hate, I can proudly say, I got God and you got what? I got God and you got who? I got God and you got nothing. I got God and you still frontin'. I'ma be the one to raise my hand so everybody in the place can see. Yeah, I'ma be the one to raise my hand so everybody in the place can see. When I say that,
God, please, please help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please, please help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please.
As much as I've been through, as many times have I tried to change, God, you never gave up on me. You always was there to help me. Yeah. I still let you down. But right now, Father God, I want you to strengthen me.
Times I told you I won't do it again. I can't imagine how you feel when I'm living in sin. You gave me many chances, I let them pass away. Now I'm tired of holding on to what I've gotta say. I've asked for forgiveness, but am I clean? You told me by your blood I will be redeemed. I thank you for your peace and joy and love. But how can I understand if I don't know? Most of my life I've been frustrated, but you give me hope, and I wanna start all over again. Cause how you healed me, how you touched me, you've embraced my heart with your love. You give me peace, and I know that you'll always make a way. You'll always make a way. Deep in my misery, the pain I can't take back. Lord, is it meant to be? It's not my will, but your will. Let your will be done. Too many times I have tried on my own, yet I get so lost when I'm left on my own. I don't know what to do when I come running to you. You stuck out your hand and you pulled me through. But you give me hope, and I wanna start all over again. Cause how you healed me, how you touched me, you've embraced my heart with your love. You give me peace, and I know that you'll always make a way. You'll always make a way. In my misery, the pain I can't take back. Lord, is it meant to be? It's not my will, but your will. Let your will be done. Oh, I love you. I need you. I love you.
what a beautiful track that was by Fred DB, and that was called Mistakes, and of course the one before that was by Prophecy, God Please. And I just want to thank you all again for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Gospel Hip Hop Sundays on Top Star Hip Hop Radio, which was brought to you by www.topstarhiphop.com. And with that, I'm going to get into this other caller that's been so graciously waiting. And I'm so glad that he's joining us again today. I know who he is. Caller, will you tell everybody who you are?
I'm East Salt of the Earth. What's going on?
Salt of the Earth. How are you?
I am thankful. How are you?
I'm great. It's been a few, I think it's been like 2 months since we've talked to you. How have you been? You've been busy this summer?
Yeah, I've been real busy with music and with, just doing graphics and all that other stuff, you know, that I got my hand into. So, yeah, God's good. God's good.
That's awesome. I think the last time you were on the show, like within like a week or so, you were performing somewhere not too far from Cincinnati, or you were in the Cincinnati area, because I had friends go and watch you perform. Actually, my friend Angela Pham is the one that had me hit you up about your music.
Okay.
And I know she went and watched you perform and stuff, and I was like, oh, I wish I would have been there and been able to do that. So have you had, do you have any other shows coming up or any new music? What do you have to share with us today?
I did one last night. You know, it's been a real busy weekend. It's on my wife's side, it's family reunion weekend, you know, so I was shooting pictures, and I had to go get ready for the family reunion and that event that night, last night. But that was awesome, though. Shout out to Paul Diligent Foster. He's another artist in Cincinnati, and he had his album released last night. So Paul, his name is Diligent, but you know, on Facebook he'd be Paul Diligent Foster.
Paul Diligent.
Yep, Paul Diligent Foster. Actually,
Where did you perform last night?
It was at a church called Light of the World Ministries off of Coleraine Avenue.
Oh, okay. I know where that one's at.
Yeah, Pastor Mike Scruggs.
Okay. I'm not familiar with him, but I know that area. Oh.
Okay.
And so you guys had a good show, good turnout and everything. I know that area.
Yeah,
it must have been crazy.
Yeah, it was a good turnout. I mean, and honestly, you know, in Cincinnati, and like I just say in the Ohio region, truth of the matter is a lot of people don't really come out and support all the time. You know, so it was great to have a good turnout last night. Yeah, and it's crazy. If you don't have a major name too much, you know, a lot of people really don't come out and support. You got to, and a lot of younger artists that I meet, I tell them it's kind of like, for real, it's kind of like another job, man, because you really got to grind. You know, you got to put stuff out. You have to be consistent with your lifestyle first, you know, and and you gotta ask God what to do, you know, and obviously, you know, he's going to open up doors, but, you know, it's just like with the word, you know what I'm saying? You have to study to show yourself approved, and you have to work at your relationship with God, or if you're married,
Amen.
You have to work at your relationship with your wife, you know, and your kids. So you have to put in work, you know what I'm saying? So You'll get a harvest from that. Once you plant seed, you go out and plant seed. So, and a lot of them are like, man, I didn't know it was this much work. They said, I just thought it was about the music. I'm like, it's way more than the music. You know, it's about your relationship with Jesus first. You know what I'm saying? Because even if I stop rapping today, it's still, I'm still representing the Savior and what I do and how I live.
Amen,
so
right.
If you was ever posed with that question, or if somebody put a gun in your head and said, stop rapping, you know what I'm saying, would you be cool with that, and would you still represent Jesus Christ, you know, and live for him? So, yeah, but the event was great. You know, God showed up. Some people got healed and delivered.
Awesome.
And,
awesome.
You know, yeah, it was great. But
I have one.
And
go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you asked me about another event. I got another one coming up next week. And it's actually at a club. I think I'm the only gospel artist on the bill, too. So
wow, okay.
Yeah. So those type of environments I really love. It's going to be at a club called the Mad Frog, and it's over in area called Clifton.
I know it's in North College Hill. It's
right
at the bottom of the campus of University of Cincinnati. I'm very familiar
with
it.
You got the area right before I did. I think that is Clifton.
Oh, no, that is Clifton. You're right. It's Clifton. It's right at the top of Vine.
Right.
Which, don't go south on Vine. I'm just, there's this, like, you know, a half a mile stretch of Vine between the Mad Frog and downtown Cincinnati that, you know, it's, that's not a good stretch of Vine Street right there, so.
Right.
But yeah, the Mad Frog, it's, you know, the people that own that place, they're super nice. They really are super nice. It's not like a humongous club, but that back room, if you've never been there, they have the front room when you come in, and there's a bar and a little area, and then you walk through some doors, and then there's the back room, and then they have the stage. And on Monday nights, it was Mondays or Tuesdays, we used to go, they have a salsa band that plays there.
Okay.
And so from like 7 to 9, they teach you like salsa or merengue or bachata or, you know, whatever. And then this band comes on. And I love the band. They were just so much fun. I really enjoyed it. I'm a terrible dancer. Terrible. My daughter, who did competitive cheerleading, she would get out there and she would be like doing all the moves and stuff, and I'm the wallflower, and I'm not a wallflower, but I was a wallflower for that. But it's a fun spot, and the owners are really nice, and so if you've never been there, it'll be a good experience for you. But I'm so happy for you. Oh, you've been there before?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I went to go support two other guys that I knew, and they also do gospel rap, and that was their first time going there, so I was going just to support. And I mean, that's another thing I really try to encourage other artists to do, to really like silently tell them that it's not about you. You know, you go out and support your other brothers and sisters, you know.
Amen, right.
So,
well, and I think
so,
it's the big key of it is about networking. And, you know, one of the things, I had a conference call with some artists last night, and I don't ever, you know, like, I don't ever say exactly the same thing, but I usually say the same thing, you know. As an independent artist, you know, you're talking about, you have to treat it like a job. It is a job. Your music is your business. And so as your business, you believe in it, and you believe in your product. Your music is your product. So you want to get your product into the hands of as many people as possible. Now, how are you going to do that? Well, you have to, like you said, grind hard, but you also have to invest in yourself. So just like McDonald's, Coca-Cola, you know, Levi's, and everybody else out there, they're a business, and they have a product, and what do? They spend money on advertising and marketing to get their product knowledge out there and into the hands of the consumers, right?
Right.
But most artists do not think of their music in that regard. But that's the reality of it. And so, like, I had a 17-year-old kid hit me up today. I just need somebody to believe in me like Biggie and Tupac's manager did. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but that was, like, what, 25 years ago? You know what I mean?
Right.
And the music industry has changed since then. You may be a talented artist, but guess what? There's 3 million other people that are talented, too. So,
but then again,
you know, unless,
on Big...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was just saying, with Biggie again, with Biggie and Pop, they still put in work before they even got discovered.
They
were battling on the streets. They probably still had mixtapes out, and they had other. It was in the best advertisement and marketing plan to me is word of mouth. People, Biggie was a hustler, so you know, it was word of mouth, and people kept talking to Puff or whoever it was about how he like murdered cats doing rap battles, you know. So it's still it's all about, like, if you want somebody to invest in you, you got to show that you are a good investment. So that's really all it's all about, you know. That's what they're looking at, because if you only got 5 Twitter followers, this is just how they look at you. I'm not saying this is what it's about. If you only have 5 Twitter followers and then you're a good rapper, They looking like, well, we got to do all this work to get your Twitter, your social media. We got to do all this work to get you bookings. We got to do all this work to get you this. Like, okay, what kind of deal? Only deal they're going to give you is they're going to give you a email with their logo in it, and you can claim that. But guaranteed, when you start making money, they're going to get a big, huge chunk of your check. So if you putting in work to brand yourself, you know, and putting out the seed, you know, they'll look at you like, okay, your numbers look pretty good. What kind of deal do you need?
Point, you don't even need them because you've done all the work yourself.
Right.
So why would you give up all of that for them to reap the reward?
Right.
I'm just saying, some people, when it comes to their music business, they're not very intelligent. So, but you did touch on a key point. It's about supporting and networking with other independent artists like yourself.
Right. Right. So.
That's key. So, and I know there's a lot of, I don't know. You're up in Dayton, aren't you?
I stayed in Dayton. I still got a Dayton number. That's where I met my wife, but I stay in Cincinnati.
Oh.
Originally from Birmingham.
Oh, okay. You are down in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Well, good. Yep. So I'm glad for you. So we have a couple of your tracks here. I did play one earlier, and I would love to play another one right now. We've got Blood Money, Built for This, or Nothing Like It. Which one would you like for us to play right now?
Let me ask you, have you played all of them before already?
Yeah, we've played them, you know, one this week or one that week.
Okay, we could play Blood Money.
And so is there a story behind that track?
You know what? I wasn't always saved. So, you know, just being in the street every now and then or sometimes, you know, I wouldn't even claim myself to be like a big thug or a big drug dealer or anything. I just thought I was doing what I had to do because I had eye problem, you know, and I didn't know who I was. So, in the street selling drugs or in the trap, however people want to put it. It was guys that actually, you know, they kick down doors and they'll set you up and kill you and actually take your money. And, you know, one day I was riding and I was just riding through the hood and just saw some guys sitting on the corner knowing they was up to no good, you know. Like, I thought about my past and, you know, just started talking to the Lord in between that. And just gave me a real creative way to say salvation, which is, he said, he told me at first, they're killing people for blood money. You know, that's blood money. That's what we called it, you know, for drug money and all of that stuff. But the real blood money is when I die for your sins. So I was blown away when it was simple, but that's what Jesus is. He's simply deep, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't try to get too complex. He just says something, that's just what it is.
We make him complex.
Right, right.
That's so true. So, we make him complex.
So, yeah, it was just I don't try to do punchlines when I rap. You know, it's just how the Lord gives it to me. So, and like with the metaphors and everything. So just putting it together, it was just like, don't get me wrong, it's cool to have, but we live for something greater, not the cash. You think you balling. Huh. Man, it's funny. Jesus died for your sins. That's that blood money. Blood money, and that's just how it came out, you know. So my wife didn't like it at first when she heard it. But when I actually had that CD release, and she saw all the guys that's like, you know, they in the hood, they listened to it. They was like, man, do that again. Do it again. And that's who it was really for, you know. So that's blood money in that.
All right, well, bring in your track, and we're going to play it.
Okay. What's going on? It's Salt of the Earth. About to get into this message called Blood Money. Jesus died for your sin, and you're living below your means if you don't have salvation, you know. So get that blood money. If you don't, things don't get ugly at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Pray you enjoy it.
Hey, it's serious right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, ayo. I told y'all it ain't no game, bro. Christ coming back. Ayo. And if you ain't received Jesus Christ by that time, yo, it's a wrap. No prayer. Ayo. Dead serious, man. Christ died for your sins, man. That's that real blood money, you know what I'm talking about? That's salvation, homeboy. You ain't got that get
yo.
That.
Yo, ay, ay, ay. Ay, I know you think you free, but you really in bondage. Say you living life, ignoring your conscience, giving you different direction from how you be walking. How you living, man, and the way you be talking. Your love for the bread got you Stevie Wonder, jumping and flipping for wealth. Just a simple runner on a paper chase, huh? Bounty hunter on judgment day. That paper ain't the quicker picker upper. Came by your way, beg or plead. Crowd even utter, and can't get in because the Lord know your grandmother. Made your choice, rejected God, and continued to hustle. Was rich on this earth and died like a son.
Don't get me wrong. It's cool to have you, but we live for something greater. Not the cash. You think you bought, man, that's funny. Died for your sins, that's that blood money.
Brain, huh, man renewal, my old life move, call it cow manure. I ain't just a hero of the word, I'm so a doer. My praise real, throw them up, hallelujah. I jog your memory, put your mind up on that treadmill. Cause seem y'all forgot who the real King is. Where he from, how we live, and just what he did. He from heaven, he perfect and died for your sins. Jesus is his name, a real definition of real. Say your life, but you acting like you say his. Like he ain't get up on that cross and his blood drip. Like he ain't raised up out that grave like live.
Don't get me wrong. It's cool to have you, but we live for something great. Not the cash. You think you bought, man, that's funny. Died for your sins, that's that blood money. Blood money, 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 blood money,
the Bronx. If you ain't been to Philly, from the blood money that was shed for you, the money that you got don't mean nothing. Jesus loves you, man. It ain't too late for you to repent and come back to him and really live this thing. It ain't just about receiving it, it's about living it. Salvation. That's that blood money.
Ooh, that song definitely has a powerful message there, Saul.
Amen. Amen.
That's awesome. And you've had a great response from that song you're saying from the streets and stuff.
Yeah, I do. I do. And, I mean, just all kinds of people, you know. A lot of little kids, like my daughter, she's 3, very, very musically inclined. And every time she's in the car talking and I'm playing it, she said, "Daddy, rewind it," because I didn't say hallelujah yet on the one on the second verse. You know, so, and on Facebook, I put a lot of little testimonials on my timeline where people like, my son was whispering something to me, and I said, "What'd you say?" He's like, "What'd you say?" He was like, "Buddy." You know, he whispered blood money to him. So, I mean, you know, out of the mouth of babes, you know.
Amen.
So I praise God for what he's doing through me, doing through other artists as myself, like myself, you know. And, yeah, it's not about me. It's about him and about getting his message out, you know. So just being an ambassador for Christ, for the kingdom.
Right, which is what I was, you know, was that passage that I had read. Let me pull it back up. You might not have been here for it. Hold on.
And when you're done, I wanted to encourage you on something, too. When you're done.
Oh, go ahead. I'm going to look this up.
Okay. I overheard you, like, earlier when you was talking to the, I think the guy that talked to, that was on the phone before I was. And you was
Lee.
Talking about,
His name's Lee.
Hello? Lee?
Go
okay.
ahead, his name's Lee, yeah.
Okay, what's up? Shout out, Lee. What's up, man? But I heard you say that somebody, you really didn't get along with him. Who was it in your family?
Oh, yeah, it's my grandfather.
Okay.
I haven't spoken to my grandfather since Christmas of 2006. That is
wow.
real truth there. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And
I did
right
not
there.
Have nice things to say to him that Christmas.
I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure you matured a lot more than anything, though. And,
well, just to give you like a quick rundown, my dad is mentally ill. My dad has paranoid schizophrenia. And my grandfather does not like my dad, and my dad was in a mental hospital for a very long time. That's the short version. And at that time I lived in Florence, Kentucky, and now I'm back in Chicago. But at that time I lived in Florence, and my dad lived in Burlington. My dad had relocated by me. And my grandfather at that Christmas sat and said horrible things about my dad to my mom while I was sitting right there, and I just snapped. And I said, you know, he doesn't choose to be sick. He doesn't choose to be mentally ill. No, why would somebody make that choice? The same as people don't choose to have cancer or diabetes or, you know, any other illness. You don't choose that for yourself, okay? I mean, it happens. Mm-hmm. So I think some illnesses and diseases, obviously, we know are the result of sin. Okay, we won't get into that, but topic for another day. But, you know, my dad did not say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be, you know, crazy as a, you know, Looney Tune or whatever. And so I said to my grandfather, I said, you know, it's not right for you to say anything. He doesn't choose to be sick, just like grandma didn't choose to have diabetes. My grandmother ended up dying a long time ago of complications from diabetes. And my grandfather had the nerve to tell me that it was totally different. and to not compare my dad to my grandmother because, you know, she was a saint. And so, and it just, it escalated from there. And so I left, and afterwards, within like a week or two, my grandfather called all of the family and apologized to everybody saying, I should never have said those things. You know, I apologize if I ruined your Christmas, but he's never called and apologized to me. And so I am very, what's the word that they like to use with me? I'm very hard-headed and I'm very strong-willed and I will have the last word. So unfortunately, he is a family member that I just, it's a long story, but there's no compassion with him, not even for his own children. So it's just, he's never been a nice person. And so the whole thing about love in 1 Corinthians that we read earlier, it is very difficult to show love to somebody that is not nice. It's like, you know, yes, I know, for God so loved the world. God loves everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, but you know what? I'm not God. I'm not God. God is the only one that has the capacity and the ability to love everybody. And all I can do is cry out to the Father and to Jesus and the Holy Spirit to fill me with enough compassion and love to try to love those that I cannot feel love for, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening. You know, I want to share something with you, though.
I would love for you to share with me, please.
Okay, I stayed in Dayton. Like I said, I met my wife in Dayton. And it came a time where I got laid off of my job. She was pregnant. Her job didn't pay, didn't give her any insurance, didn't pay over to something. So we were renting a condo, and I mean, long story short, we couldn't cut it no more. So we were praying, asking the Lord for direction, and me and my wife's mom, we seemed to be cool at first, you know, but we had to move here with her. And, I mean, who wants to move in with their mother-in-law or vice versa, you know? So I had no job, no, and I couldn't find one for a while. And she's very strong-willed, got to get the last word, you know? I think the breadwinner out of all her brothers and sisters, so, you know. And she's been married twice, you know, and she'll give you, she's a giver, you know, she'll give. But then again, you know, it sometimes it seems like it's a motive behind it. But not to, you know, not to really be on her too much, but just giving you an example of what I'm dealing with. So I'm staying here with her, me and my wife. Now, not to add that I have a son that I didn't have by my wife. My wife was pregnant, but when we got here to Cincinnati, it's like we got so much favor because she opened up a home for us. We ended up getting insurance here, and later on down the line, you know, once I had to humble myself and know that, because I thought my love walk was pretty good, you know, but she helped me strengthen. God used her to help me strengthen my love walk. You know, so it's those people that really get up under your skin that seem very impossible to love and be nice to. Those are the people who God uses to strengthen your love walk. And once we realize that it's about showing Christ, and that's where the song All I Do Is Rep come from. If you have never heard my old CD, so that's part of that testimony too. But through it all, through whatever, you know, she ever threw at me, because I don't mind doing anything for anybody, but you don't have to manipulate me to do nothing. So when she sees a man, in general, she looks at him as a workhorse, so she would try to work a man to death, you know. But if she would try to manipulate me about it, I would just tell her, like, Mama, you know what, you could just ask me that. You don't have to manipulate me or throw this in or throw that in. Like I'll do it, you know. So she mm-hmm. just wasn't used to a man telling her no or a man rejecting her or saying anything. And a lot of times, just like with your grandfather, if they nasty towards you, it's really not about you. It's really something else that they have an issue with, knowing, and it has nothing to really do with you, and it's just within themselves. And when people get upset, they always afraid of something, whether you're afraid that it's not going to go your way or how you think it's supposed to, you know, or the other person going to do something else. I really want to encourage you, like, to, you know, with Matt, I think, I don't know if we talked about this last time, but Matthew 18 was one of my favorites. That's the first thing I ever preached on, you know, forgiveness in the kingdom, you know. And when Peter went up to him, went to Jesus and said, my brother sinned towards me, sinned against me 7 times. How many times will I forgive him? He said, seven times seven, you know, so,
right.
Which in a day, that's 490 times, which indicated to me that's a lifestyle of forgiveness. So, because when you get to like the 50th time, it's the end of the day. And then not to let the sun go down on your wrath or you give place to the devil. So you have to bury that hatchet. You got to handle that before the sun goes down. Or, like the scriptures say, we give place to the devil. So we give him a foothold into our lives. Like, come on in, the water's great. You know, so I just really want to encourage you to forgive your grandfather, forgive anybody if you haven't done it already, you know, because that's how Christ wants us to be, regardless of how nasty they are, you know. So, and to this day, me and my mother-in-law, we have a great relationship. She's still how she is, you know, in a way, but I still pray for her, and we got an upfront relationship, so yeah. I just really want to encourage you to forgive, because that's you might be asking God to help you to love, but have you handled the forgiveness part? And then asking
him
to forgive, what, you know what I'm saying? You got to forgive yourself within that too. And once we do that, you know, deliverance comes, you know, because you forgiving to get it off of your chest, so you won't have any blood on your hands and that. So, and then after that, you know, it may be a little easier for you. It may be a little harder, but then I guarantee it'll get easier for you to even look at your grandfather or even mention his name, because if you can't stand nobody to mention their name, you got a forgiveness
right.
problem, like, you know.
Right, right.
So,
yeah, I've actually, you know, I've gone through a forgiveness series, so, I appreciate and thank you for bringing it up, because we've talked about it before, and I'm one that has definitely gone through different seasons of forgiveness from it being my dad, you know, because of his mental illness and things that happened to my mm-hmm. ex-husband, you know,
right.
and you know, so I definitely have gone through those seasons of having to forgive
mm-hmm.
different people, and this is one that I don't normally have to deal with, because I don't interact with him, but I had to interact with him on some degree this weekend. So it made all that come back up to the surface. So you're absolutely right. I need to take some time and put it in prayer and just probably go and make an appearance at his doorstep and just be like, I forgive you. And that's going to take a lot. So, but I appreciate that, Paul. Thank you so much, you know, for bringing that back to my attention.
And even if he continues to act nasty, you know, like you still love him, you know. Because before, like, my son, you know, his mom died 2 years ago. She was only, she was only 28 years old. You know, one day me and her were arguing. And when God really gives you a word about somebody or a certain situation, I mean, it really does prick your heart, you know. And one day me and her were arguing on the steps about him, you know, and the Holy Spirit told me, he said, stop. So I stopped, and then he told me to tell her to stop because she was in danger. I didn't know why, didn't know what was going on. And, you know, that's all he really gave me. And my mom was upset because he was in a bad environment. Her other kid's father was a drug dealer, you know. And the environment just went bad. And he was starting to give off some behaviors. And my mom asked me what I was going to do about it. And, you know, I confidently told my mom, I remember I was sitting in my car in front of my mother-in-law's house, like, you know what? I really believe the Lord wants me to fall back and just let him have this whole situation because, you know, he says, cast your cares on me because I care for you. You know, so did that. And it was the next 2 weeks. I was school shopping for my son, and the day after, I talked to her on the phone, and the day after that, I went to Bible study. I get home from Bible study, and my son calls me crying frantically. Like my mom can't get up. She can't get up. So it carried on to the next week, and that was the hardest thing I ever had to tell my son, that his mom wasn't coming back. You know, so, I mean, at the end of the day, when you think about stuff like that, people that don't get along with you, you might want to love them, but, you know, those type of people, that if you let them, it brings something real ugly up out of you. And, you know, and God, sometimes, you know, well, he will allow that. He'll allow that to happen. You know, and we need him in the power of the Holy Spirit to help us, you know, love, forgive, you know, because we wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for blood money, you know. So
Right.
So, yeah. Forgive him, you know, better sooner than later, you know. Word says when you stand praying, forgive. So sooner
right.
the better.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you sharing that with us today. And I want to play one more of your tracks. And then we're going to play a couple more songs. And then there's a couple more callers. So I've got Built for This or Nothing Like It. Which one would you like us to play next?
You can play Built for This. Play Built for This.
And is there a quick story behind that one?
Yeah, Built for This was actually birthed out of me moving here. You know, I was very discouraged. Like I said, I had no job. And I've been there before, but I didn't have a team. But as I would say, a family, you know, I was by myself then, so I could I can go and leave and have an idea and execute it when I wanted to, but I had to add my wife, I had to add my son, I had to add my daughter when she was born, you know, so God told me, you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and just reading the word, you know, the song, it's an encouragement to people. If they forget that they are Christ, that you know that you are Christ, you know, like you have the Holy Spirit, so you're equipped with everything that you need. You have the gift that keeps giving gifts, you know, inside of you, living inside of you. You have a nation walking on, you're a nation walking on two legs, you know, the kingdom of God is in you. So
right.
That encourages me that, man, like, I got all of this in me, which I didn't make myself. God gave it to us. Man, I'm built for anything. I'm ready for anything. Like, people, sometimes we pray incorrectly. You know what I'm saying? We pray about stuff that God already did. And really all we ask is we need to ask him is for the manifestation of it. You know, so praying about the devil, why are we doing it? He already defeated him. He's
right.
a defeated foe, so why are we even praying and running from the devil? Like, we supposed to be like, all right, you can come over here if you want to, but you're going to get dealt with, you know? So,
right.
I mean, why are we even punks in the kingdom? You know what I'm saying? That, that should never be. Getting beat by the same thing. I hate it getting beat by the same thing in the world, and I don't like it now. So I'm built for this. I had the Holy Spirit in me. I got his word in me, which is another thing he gave me called G'd up. So if you got the word in you, you G'd up. It's not about what you got on outside, but inside. You clothed with the word. So I'm G'd up. I'm built for this. I already got my blood money on deck. All I do is rep. You know, I'm going to keep it moving. And, you know, I can go through every track list, every track on the CD, and it's a message to it. So I'm built for this. So I just want to tell any and everybody, whatever you're going through, like, it's already done. You know, you built for this. So just keep walking with God. You know what I'm saying? Keep getting G'd up, staying in the word, keep praying.
Right.
And you overcome.
Shout out your social, shout out your social media information really quick so people can follow you. So.
Okay. Twitter is at Let's Get It Salt. You know, there's no apostrophes or nothing in that. At Let's Get It Salt. The same thing for my Instagram. You can search Salt of the Earth on Reverb Nation. I'm on Facebook, Matthew Salt Pastels is my personal page, but you can search for Salt of the Earth for my fan page. And, I think that's about it. That's about it. Yeah, you can go download my CD on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Salt of the Earth. Just search Salt of the Earth. And, that's it right there. That's a wrap.
All right. Thank you, Salt. And this is built for this.
Amen.
It's nothing.
Yes, it is. There you go. Hey, super the matter is, man. Time and chance happen to everybody. You know, some just fun different. But the word of God say that when you more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, that is if you're in him. You got his mind. He shed his blood for you. You got his word, his Holy Spirit. What else you need, man? Listen. Hey. In this world, like no tribulation gon' come to me, but I'm so a good chill, ayy. My daddy already got his world beat. I come boldly in his name, I ain't gotta creep. Overcome the enemy, man, all I gotta do is speak. His word endure forever, yeah, man, it's that deepest. Liver than any beam, hotter than any heat, harder than any street, higher than any peak. Clip your wings, bury your terror, you can beat. No weapon formed against these people who obey and listen, leaving the great commission and praying for the addition of his church daily, building up his body, exercising godliness, spiritual pilates. This ain't a bunch of hype now, no hooping, no hollering. It's the real deal, no Holy Spirit imposters. We'll pursue the best, now see it's Christ that we follow. We're the bunch of souls, don't cause you pride to swallow. Through the hurt, you built for this. Through the fear, you built for this. Through the pain and the struggle, you built for this. Whatever come your way, you built for this. You gon' make it. You may look at my stats, I ain't big at all. But see me in the spirit, man, you may be in your drawers. No, I ain't perfect, and yes, I have flaws. But through Jesus Christ, I overcome them all. Man, I serve a God who is over all. Who is there at any time I may have fell or fall? I'm trying to please him with my faith, not y'all. So why trip when cats talk about me like a dog? Or when it's hard, seem like life is attacking you. When you ain't got no job, in the rent is due. When people that you love, they turn their back on you. All at the same time, and you like, man, I'm through. We arrive in abundance, overcome. But those in the world consider yourself done. Unless you repent, come on, believe in the Son. And be your faith and pray, God, through the trials to come. Through the hurt, you built for this. Through the fear, you built for this. Through the pain and the struggle, you built for this. Whatever come your way, you gon' make it. All your doubts, all your fears, all your troubles, your weaknesses and insecurities, you need to let them go. They hindering you from living how God wants you to live. Prophesy this to yourself. Come on.
for this. Through the fear, you built for this. Through the pain and the struggle, you built for this. Whatever come your way, you built for this. You built for this. You built for this. You gon' make it. You built for this. You built for this.
Through Christ, you can do it. Trust.
I see they looking at me with a time for us to stand up, cause I gave up on the things of the world. Yeah, the apostasy, little crack. Not asking for nothing. We're making demands. We're taking what's ours. Everything the devil stole from me, we have the dominion. Everybody got their own demon,
yeah.
Open up your spiritual eyes and you can see them. You can see these rappers, and I wanted to be them. Cause the Bentleys and the Benzes, the Lexuses and the BMs. Wanted to be a baller, not knowing it's best to let God be the GM. Thought I was awake, but I was really dreaming. Rude awakening when it's ending is just screaming. Used to think I was strong as the ox or even he-man. Thinking back, I'm only seeming. Now I think of life and what it's really meaning. I'm looking for a shoulder for the leaning, a helping hand for the drama that I've been in. Telling lives and selling souls, got them playing roles, rips in the gold. Have many clones selling out their coliseums. Modern body trap, but Jesus Christ can free them. New age Joshua, I'm thanking God that I could be him. Help me to seize my day, Lord, that's my carpe diem. Help me to seize my day,
carpe diem.
Now I'm making demands, decrees and declarations over the land, and seeds for elevation above the principalities of this evil generation. Chosen ones, the good seeds within the nation. I'm making demands, decrees and declarations over the land, and seeds for elevation above the principalities of this evil generation. Chosen ones, the good seeds within the nation. I'm making demands. Many make a stand often for the youth to say Satan. We
stand up,
you taking hands off them, so they became offerings. Generational to a man's offspring. Doctor to doctor, wonder what's happened till they lay in coffin. Never understood it till I saw the power of deliverance. About five people within that 1 hour. We can all see that she was woke with the sound of 10 men rumbling at the time that the demon spoke. He revoked, rebuked. You can renounce with the Holy Ghost by the name of Jesus. Every demon bounce, young, cast out back to hell where they belong. Now I truly understand what's going on, so I decree and declare my victory this year. No longer will I fear. I stand for righteousness until I hear. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Dear Lord, I'm grateful, and I pray for every soul of every man that hates. So now I'm making demands, decrees and declarations over the land, and seeds for elevation above the principalities of this evil generation. Chosen ones, the good seeds within the nation. I'm making demands, decrees and declarations over the land, and seeds for elevation above the principalities of this evil generation. Chosen ones, the good seeds within the nation. I'm making demands.
That rich flow, my brother Coco call it spit soul. The story of Christ, the only one that never gets old. Friends forsook Jesus for silver, imagine if the chips go. Larger life, he paid the price, not blackberry but this bow.
No curve effect, the devil tried to slow me down. No purpose set, a slow-mo button. If you don't know Jesus, then you don't know nothing. Instant upload, cause my soul know no buffering. And my life to control, broken to pieces. Is the only one to make me whole. Restoration of everything that's taken stole. On Christ, a solid rock. Never shake a roll, break a fold. Depend on him until the day I make it home. I'm making demands. Me and my whole church stand.
Triumph covenant, God put the dominion in your hand. Like Adam and Eve, what you want is what you receive. But if only you truly believe, I'm making demands.
The book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
I like to catch it on the offbeat, cause I'm a little bit off, live on my own street. God set me apart like a barber, see I'm far from 03, I'm talking pounds of weed and talk teeth. Whoever knew I was a king and they would follow me, cause I'm the son of the king of kings, you follow me. Not on the pedestal, but it's levels to this, obviously. So who's the star in this movie, who's the comic relief? There's nothing funny about coming up where I came out. Sunny days are the worst, it's like the sun bring the rage out. After the sun, the rain's out, what them clouds make you think about? See a picture, it's really a vision, you seen it somehow. You somewhere, looking dumbfound, like you see that? No one ever does, like where you are, they can't be at. That's cause an aristocrat, it's complex. the upper echelon of where the world's set. They ain't even seen these levels. All black top hat, you dancing with the devil. Oh, that ain't even on the new schedule. We ain't for fallback, we ain't forever. Oh, oh, we don't fit in your Democrats. It's kingdom, baby, we are aristocrats. They ain't even seen these levels. We ain't for fallback, we ain't forever. Oh, my bro hit me like, what up, though? Thought I was asleep, but I'm up, though. I slept on God for 20 plus years. So now when I'm tired, won't even let you know. Who knew I'd be a trendsetter? Coming up, only them dope boys get it better. Yo, whatever, just know them old days are done. I'm talking Air Force Ones and FUBU sweaters. For us, by us, in him we trust. Suspect that times get blinded by lust. Be a Lord, but me a more. My love is the Lord. You know how long I've been on this road, like a hundred a card. I'm sure the reward is running over and poured. And look at what God's doing, this open road and doors. I'm speaking on it now, I'm getting mine, get yours. And who is you? The upper echelon of cards. They ain't even seen these levels. All black top hat, you dancing with the devil. Oh, that ain't even on the new schedule. We ain't for fallback, we ain't forever. Oh, oh, we don't fit in your Democrats. It's kingdom, baby, we are aristocrats. They ain't even seen these levels. We ain't for fallback, we ain't forever. Oh, yeah. The new staff, we unashamed of our past, but so concerned with the future, we sit in after class. They try to hate, we laugh. Just the devil in the mask, like we ain't seen it before, like we can't add up the math. Make a toast, but watch us off in your glass. We celebrating cause we elevating, they can't crash. We know it's turbulence, but we work with it. Sometimes we deserve it, we just can't get submerged in it. We aristocrats. They ain't even seen these levels. All black top hat, you dancing with the devil. Oh, that ain't even on the new schedule. We ain't for fallback, we ain't forever. Oh, oh, we don't fit in your Democrats. It's kingdom, baby, we are aristocrats. They ain't even seen these levels. We ain't for fallback, we ain't forever. Oh,
all I know, man, I'm in air like the stuff we breathe. Yeah. I'm out here in the hardest streets. God watching over me. I'm moving all these suckers out the hood. Let's call it Halloween. Christ's body is the fam, man. I reach as much as I can, man. I'm trying to take the fam. I might as well just bring the family back. Death is locomoting, so I'm spitting life on track. I'm OKC like Kevin Durant. Call me a Thundercat. God's mercy, you
know we done to that. Making all these hits, we got your asking where the drummer be at. Yeah, I mean no power nor no principality can stop us now. The Holy Spirit moving through my city. Call that place a ghost town.
Hey, wow. If you love Jesus Christ, and you should go and throw him up. Throw your hand inside the sky, you love him, go and keep him up. And move, 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 move. We taking over cities, we taking over blocks. We ain't running from no demons, we the one that chase them out. We on a move, 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 move. Just living my life through the love that he gives. People look at me and swear I'm the man, but he is the reason I'm casting out demons. I'm bobbing and weaving and plotting and scheming, and Satan want me out of here, but I ain't scared of him. He ain't nothing, man. It's nothing you can see it. It's nothing you can see it. I'm here, no fear. I know you think I'm weird, but I don't care. We're here sharing the gospel. We running all of the apostles, and I'm wearing all this there apostle. I love being nice and not hostile. I'm doing this for the gospel. Real talk, we haul. Not soft, and we can do it all, and that's for real, through God. And they get mad without him, I'll be stuck, for real. I love God more than anything, for real. For real, dog. Hey, if you love Jesus Christ, then you should go and throw him up. Throw your hand inside the sky, you love him, go and keep him up. And move, 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 move. We taking over cities, we taking over blocks. We ain't running from no demons, we the one to chase them out. We on a move, 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 move.
Yeah. Heavenly angel, who you speaking?
Tell me who you speaking.
I know who I'm speaking.
Let's
go. Captain amazed like Captain a day. Wishing I could fly up, up and away. Right where you are, that's right where you stay. This'll be the moment, yep, it's pretty gauge. See me taking off right into the space. Just go and get another glimpse of your face. All of my past, it that been got a race. All that I have and I wait for the chase. You I'm seeking like you my treasure. Birds of a feather, we fly together. You be the one that'll make me better. Shutting your wings, never need for sweaters. Never letting go, no, never, never. I'd rather stay so blessed, blessed. Me and you, that's me forever. They gon' wanna hate, but who could catch ya? Peeping out the window, gazing at the stars, seeing where the wind blow. Thinking to myself, wonder where my friend go. You know and we close to kinfo. This beat really gotta be credential. They can't mean you could be potential. This kind of love never be so simple. You the only one, you the one I live for. You I'm seeking like you my treasure. Birds of a feather, we fly together. You be the one that'll make me better. Shutting your wings, never need for sweaters. Never letting go, no, never, never. I'd rather stay so blessed and blessed. Me and you, that's meant forever. They gon' wanna hate, but who could catch ya?
What did you think of that last artist there, Miss Deja Vu? I was saving that one for somebody that's here on the board.
Oh, yes, I loved it. I love that hook. Tell me if you believe it. That's hot.
Mm-hmm. I know. She went in. You should hear some of her other tracks. I was like, what? This caller right here, I'm going to bring him live. And, of course, he always so graciously joins us. But when I heard this girl's music, I thought immediately of this young man right here. I'm like, they need to do a song together.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
It's Grizzly Little Cub. What's going on, Grizzly?
Nothing much. How's everybody?
Hey,
we're
how
great.
Are you?
What did you think of that girl?
I thought it was really awesome. Like, I'm right here on Twitter, and I just kept finding myself looking over at the phone. I'm like, dang, that's got me vibing over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. I was, like, shocked at her submission. So, I mean,
she's
I
in
shouldn't
the,
say shocked. Go ahead.
She's in the category of, like, Mary almost. Like, I almost felt like I was listening to something that, you know, like that celebrity level.
Wow. Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought she was very talented. And I think, Grizzly, I hope you're on my Twitter getting her Twitter information, because it's she's Heaven's Little Angel or something, but it's spelled really weird. HEVNLIANGEL. Is her Twitter handle, and that's her name on her mixtape cover, which I saw. So you should hit her up, Grizz, and find out about doing a track together, because two of you spitting fire like that for Kingdom work, woo! Watch out,
oh, yeah.
Enemy! So I'm saying, watch out, Enemy. So you just got out of the studio. What's good, Grizz? Tell everybody who you are and what you got going on.
What's up, everybody? I'm a Christian hip-hop artist from Burbank, California, signed to 1017 Mac Drama Records. And today I came out the studio maybe no more than an hour ago. Had to call in late to the show, but we got some singles done for Colossal Records here in California, as well as a few production companies in California. We have one in Miami. So there's some scattered throughout the map. That way we can at least start getting music in different places. So we've got some singles done
awesome.
For them to send it out for the upcoming project.
That's awesome. Well, good for you. I'm so glad to hear that. And so do you want to tell us about anything that's going to be deep sneak peeked or anything?
Yeah, these would actually be, you know, come I'm getting a handle on my mic presence, thank God. So now I'm actually developing an actual signature when I'm on the mic. And these songs are
nice.
These songs are bringing it, and you'll be able to feel that in these. So I feel like these songs are going to outdo Trapstew easily.
They're going to outdo what?
Trapstew, because that was the first song I ever did, and I feel like.
Well, you know what? It's funny because. As an artist, it doesn't, I mean, I remember as a kid learning how to play the clarinet, you know, and you learn and you're like really basic. But as time goes on, what's one of the things that I've said? It takes 10 years of practice to be really great at anything. So as an artist, you're good right now, but you're not great. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but it takes a lot of practice to get really good. I mean, by the time I was a sophomore in high school, I was first chair. I was beating out the seniors. So, you know, my mom was a very talented, she was a first chair clarinetist too. So I just, music's my life. So I definitely hear you, but it took a lot of practice to develop that skill and to be at that level. So good for you. I'm glad that you're seeing and that you're recognizing that your mic talents are developing and you're getting a little signature.
Yeah, it feels good because now you're less, it's less you feel less nervous. You feel at home when you're when you do when you, you know, get your thing down pat.
I agree with that. I remember when I was first kind of to do co-host on the Top 20 Countdown with a DJ that's no longer with us. And I was like, oh, no, I can't talk on the radio. What are you talking about? Like, and now you can't shut me and OG up.
Okay.
Right, Deja Vu? I don't know where Deja Vu went. Hello?
I'm here. I'm sitting outside, but for some reason the signal went in and out.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Well, Grizzly, I would love to play another one of your tracks. I played Supernatural Beings earlier. We've got Citizens, Trap Stew, and Roll Call. Which track would you like for us to play for you?
Let's do Citizens. I've never played it for, you know, Holy Hip Hop Sunday. So since we have a new station, new everything, time to break out an exclusive, you know?
Oh, that sounds good. All right, why don't you go ahead and bring your track in, and then we're going to play it. And then I think I'm going to play another one of that Heaven's tracks, just so you can get another feel for her music.
All right. All right, sounds good. Well, everybody, this is Citizens off of the 818 Takeover mixtape, and I hope you guys enjoy it and learn something from it and just take it and pass it on to somebody else, man. Let's go.
At a critical time when young people must make decisions that will shape their future, the people who become dependent upon marijuana are dependent on an escape that makes the unreal seem beautiful and the reality of life seem unnecessary.
One, two, three, four. Wondering where I was going wrong. Would ask God for relief, but deep inside our thoughts are wrong. Every dog may have a day, but sometimes we don't get no bone. That's the cycle that's going on without JC in your home. Let us skip the story and call the process moving on. On to the west by G-O-D to sit beside the throne. B-I-B-L-E-L-I-F-E-D-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-
My clique is preaching. We know if we just believe, then we'll be healed of all diseases. So we stayed up in grace before we were some street kids. My mama taught me peace, and then she turned me to a peace kid. She didn't hold back me secrets. Parents just need to peep this. Your kids know more than you think. Deep inside, they're just like Jesus. When they ask what's going on, don't be shy by what's revealing. Actions are louder than words, but what's your take on verbal beatings? Come on.
They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. And I'm headed to the sky, cause I'm up in smoke.
Now we're sitting thinking, receiving in the A18. Kingdoms in need of souls, and there's no such thing as late. If you've seen this flesh before, then you'll get Mr. Godly Gaze. We had to clear that up in case they had something to say. Like, who does he think he is? On the mic talking about praise. Heard he used to be different. Does that mean he is a fake? Listen to the words and what we're about to say. Revelation is real and God is on his way. Them kids in golden gates, yeah, we call them golden days. We were all made up as one. Abraham led us at stake. So no matter where you at, peace is still the latest craze. And when we speak up with our heart, love becomes the latest lane. Citizens spread peace every day. Citizens is more than a name. Citizens is where we at, cause we refer to it as a game. Y'all running this race of life, we just took a different lane. Peace and love is on the rise, and validate who's doing the same. Yeah, who's doing the same?
Sitting one
wondering why I've been wandering. Still I've been lost, just going nowhere, steady pondering. How did I get this way? I made a big mistake. Heard you were someone all alone that would hear me pray. And if you hear me all alone, then what else to say? Cause I ain't gotta say a word, you could feel the pain. Capturing moments sort of strange, like a picture frame. Know I could tell you anything, I hope you feel the same. Cause these days I need a friend. And the truth is I'm needing him. No, they ain't never really cared, I ain't needing them. Pray he would always be right there, it's just me and him. But lately I've been so alone. Like everything's been going wrong. And everything I had is gone. But on for you I'm holding on. Feel like I'm going nowhere. Does anybody out there care? Is anybody even out there? If you are, then where? Feel like I'm going nowhere. Does anybody out there care? Is anybody even out there? If you are, then where?
I feel so far away, needing to find my way. And I've been going through some things that's getting hard to take. I know you're somewhere looking out there, but I wonder where. Cause I be feeling all alone like ain't nobody there. Sitting here patient, steady waiting for my life to change. And is it me or do it seem like things stay the same? So many problems in my life, I start to think it's strange. And yeah, I finally met with life, but why'd it come with pain? They say you gotta lose it all before you ever gain. And know the sun shines again right after every rain. But I can't help but seeing all the pain I've been through. And I just wonder if you there, it's always been you. Cause I've been lost up in this light, chasing after winds. Rather be found up in the light, chasing after him. I'm trying to find out where you at, steady wonder where. Praying you hear me, where you at, tell me if you there. If you there, if you there.
Feel like I'm going nowhere. Does anybody out there care? Is anybody even out there? If you are, then where? Feel like I'm going nowhere. Does anybody out there care?
But I'm realizing I've been needing you. Been through the worst, but nothing worse than leaving you. Can't take the pain and all the things I'm going through. And if you hear me, please hear me, tell me what should I do. Still I've been lost on my own, steady keep holding on. Please never leave me, cause you was all that I ever known. And life ain't easy, but this is all that I ever known. Hoping you there, cause I don't wanna be left alone.
Feel like I'm going nowhere. Does anybody out there care? Is anybody even out there? Where? Feel like I'm going nowhere. Does anybody out there care? Is anybody even out there? If you are, then where?
Yeah. Classic. Gideon saw me. We in the building. Yeah. Bow down.
That's right.
Yeah. Many claim to be the boss, but they all end up in the cemetery. Bow down for the one and only legendary Christ Jesus, he conquered the hell and grave. You can get your soul saved, these are the last days. I used to blaze weed, rolling in the van, stack money, break bread with fakers and some friends. The last dance with the devil got me trapped. I was born again in a pen, still on the right track. I bring the gospel back to the street life, for those who living and those spitting beyond the mic. So be like I'm the man, can't nobody touch me. Pride coming for the fall, homie, check the OT. Bow down for Christ, he's the realest. Burn down all Satan's images. Bow down cause the hell is hot. Jesus is the way and Satan he not. Bow down for Christ, he's the realest. Burn down all Satan's images. Bow down cause the hell is hot. Jesus is the way and Satan he not.
Okay, Christ is hanging, it don't take no intuition. Everyone bowing down, so go ahead, assume the position. Came here to spread the mission, his love, it had no condition. His life would take you to school, but my God, he paid the tuition. Okay, now that's the real deal, and it's some real hope. We serve the real God, so bow your head, folks.
King of all kings, sovereign God ruler. Transform your mind, reconfigure your medulla. Buddha, boss, Tony Danza in the booth. Cause every niche should probably tell us that's perform, that's the true disciples. Money, love, and S.O., homie, G.A. Giving them the gospel from Atlanta to the U.K.
Bow down for Christ, he's the realest. Burn down all Satan's images. Bow down cause the hell is hot. Jesus is the way and Satan he not. Bow down for Christ, he's the realest. Burn down all Satan's images. Bow down cause the hell is hot. Jesus is the way and Satan he not.
There's only one way, homie, it's the cross. You can call shots, call yourself a don or a boss. You are lost if you don't accept the blood of Christ, who dies for your sin. Money has no power beyond this life. Pull out your right flag and surrender all. Purple in the cup, addiction to sex, drugs and alcohol. You either ball till you fall like Fox, or take the exit out the game and join the flock. You consist of ex-hustlers, fool riding like Thistle. Exposed sin like Jay got exposed by Bizzle. Life is a miracle, the motto ain't YOLO. Gain the real, go to hell, homie, that's a no-go. Bow down for Christ, he the realist. Burn down all Satan's images. Bow down cause the hell is hot. Jesus is the way, it's Satan, he's not. Bow down for Christ, he the realist. Burn down all Satan's images. Bow down cause the hell is hot. Jesus is the way, it's Satan, he's not.
Yeah, he didn't zombie in the booth. Shout out to the homeboy Classic from Atlanta to the UK. Rapping the one and only true and living savior, Christ the King. Hedges and highways is the movement. Bow down, can you dig it?
So what did you all think of that other track by that Heaven Little Angel?
That goes hard, man. That goes hard.
Going nowhere. Yeah, can you see yourself hooking up with her and making some music?
Heck yeah. I followed her just now, so I'm hoping she, you know, like we can start talking soon.
Yeah, that would be great. I think that that's one of the things that I really enjoy about this show, is that it's given artists the opportunity to network with other artists, you know, like you and Curtis Hurley. You know, Salt was on earlier, you know, he's going to send over some more artists that he knows from Cincinnati that do Christian music. We had Prophecy last week. I know you've been talking to him. So I think that that's so important, and we were talking about that earlier, about networking, about treating your music as a business, and how do you get your product into the hands of other people but by advertising, promoting, and networking. So, Deja Vu, how are you today?
Pretty good, hanging on in there, guys. Actually walking around the block just to clear my head.
What's going on?
Just been a rough day. Just looking for God to give me some insight and some answers. And I don't know if you guys can relate, but have you ever felt like you've been on Jesus' punishment? Like he put you on punishment? Like, time out. You're not getting nothing. Nothing's just sit down.
Yeah,
I don't think that's Jesus. That's the enemy.
I know. I think sometimes God puts us on punishment because he whoops those that he loves. I think he chastises us to a certain extent if he loves us. But just a rough day. Seems like everything that could go wrong at work did. And you see, I've missed majority of the show. Yeah. So it's just a lot, but God is good. I'm not going to give the devil any of this time on this show today. So just keep me in your prayers. And I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, so I'm going to continue to fight.
Any thoughts or anything on that, Chris?
Yeah, I can definitely relate. Sometimes when I'm doing music and then I find myself just writing music just out of self and just to get it done, then I feel like the Lord tells me that he just, like, sits me down, like, shuts everything down. And then, you know, I ask Holy Spirit, you know, can you help me write the song? And that's when he allows me to go back and write it. But when, you know, when I'm doing it out of myself, it doesn't go through. He just tells me to relax, take a break from it.
Good answer.
That's an interesting one. I can't say that I've not felt that I've been on punishment, because I definitely have felt like I've been on punishment for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I asked
and,
him. I was like,
I just,
Lord, can you
go ahead?
I was like, Lord, can you take me off punishment? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Take me off punishment already. And my a friend of mine, for example, and I'll just give you an example, like of what I'm talking about. I miss my truck so much. I miss my Chrysler 300. I miss my truck, and I miss my Altima. The Lord took all of my vehicles, and it's hard getting back and forth, especially in Chicago. And I was telling my friend, I was like, I don't know why he did that or allowed it to happen. And she said, because you were getting into stuff you had no business getting into. You were running back and forth to the city, and he was like, okay, I'm getting ready to sit your butt down.
Right.
So I believe he did it because he loves me, you know. But it's
right,
like, okay,
right.
Lord, I won't get into that no more. I learned my lesson. Just take me off punishment.
Yeah. I definitely can relate. I was having my moment yesterday and a little bit today where I get too wrapped up in myself and things that are going on. So I can completely relate, Ms. Deja Vu. But actually, I wanted to say to Grizzly that as a result of my...
He was really mean. She was very mean yesterday, so you know.
Who was mean?
Who was mean yesterday?
Who was mean? Oh, gee, you cannot just jump in on like that.
Don was filming the show on Saturday. What is it for Top 30 Park? Top 20, she was running me through the gauntlet. I mean, I was like, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. She browbeat me.
You are not. That is not true. That is not true.
Wait, is he talking about you,
Bobby?
Yeah, he's talking about me.
He's gonna
say that I was curt with him. Is I believe the word that he used the other day, that I was being curt with him. But see, he's not going to tell you right now, but he's thanked me profusely with everything that I've had to do to help him out this week to switch from the old platform to the new platform.
Do you have a recording?
Huh?
So it's just here. You have a recording?
You're welcome, OG.
No, she's telling
the
truth.
I was curt yesterday.
She's telling the truth.
You are.
But I did thank her profusely because Dawn is an integral, very important member of my team. And so are you, Deja Vu. Deja Vu,
yes.
After the show, I got to talk to you because I got a project for you.
Okay.
I'm glad. Are
we having a conference call tonight?
No, it's a holiday. No conference call. Not
okay.
For 1072, not for Mafia. Not for Mac Drama Records, not for Top Star, nada. It's a holiday.
Okay.
Go with your family, barbecue, eat some hog maw, chitlin greens, or whatever y'all eat. You know.
Now, you know the Lord
right.
Don't want you to eat that right. Now, if people
right.
On this phone, please know
Lord,
I'm joking.
Because
people that eat
corn. The Lord don't like this. The Lord don't care. Food.
No, I
don't.
I'm just joking. But I don't eat pork. But from what I find out, people that eat pork.
Listen. Cow, pork, it's all processed. It's no good for you. You grow it on your farm. You clean it right. It's good for you. The Apostle Paul.
Right.
Okay, the Apostle Paul said, in all things, give praise and thanks unto the Lord. You got
that's what he said.
Amen.
So, you know, when we had our family reunion, and I went through the food line,
Hold on, I got to grab my pork chop. Hey, Junior, get my hot dog. Come on, hot dog.
Hey, Grizzly, at Double D, right, I went through the line, and, you know, I have old people in my family, like, they 80-something old. So she was, you know, Auntie Betta was making the plates and everything. And I was like, Auntie Betta, is that turkey meat in the greens or pork? The Bible say pray over it and eat it. You gon' eat it. I'm, yes, ma'am. I had to throw it in the garbage, but people that eat pork get so offended when you don't eat it. I mean, you know, and I know he said bless it, pray over it, and you can eat it, but everyone can't eat pork. I can't eat it. My head starts hurting. My chest starts hurting. Like, I literally really get sick.
But you know what, though? That's the key thing. That's why you're supposed to pray and offer up a blessing. And then that's if you got the truth of that type of faith. Some people just do. See, a lot of people pray for wrong. You know, people just pray because they've been taught. It's routine. But are they really putting their heart into the prayers? Are they really letting their soul reach out to God? No. Heavenly Father, we're here together. Thank you for this bountiful food. We ask that you bless it and let us be peaceful.
Right.
Amen. They do that. They do that to their kids.
What's in your heart.
Like, they're like robots. It's like they're like robots. They don't put no effort behind it. And so, you know, it says, if any man lacks from God, let him ask. You know, but they reach him out because what? They ask amiss. You know what I mean? So the words are falling upon deaf ears because you got the worship of God, you got to worship him in spirit and truth. And don't get me wrong, I'm not one of you guys, holy, vow, Christian, everything, but I do study the word. Knowledge is power. I know the word. Okay?
Absolutely.
So,
Well, what I was saying earlier before OG jumped in, and yes, I was being curt with OG yesterday because my patience is out the window, and I have so much going on. I was tired between radio stuff, the wedding stuff. It's been everything. I've got stuff going on with my job.
And the fact that I was openly flirting in front of her.
Uh-oh.
That what?
And that's a no-no, OG.
That I was flirting with other women in front of you.
Oh, yeah. He was skirt chasing. But I just wanted to say that in the midst of my, not necessarily wallowing in my pity party or whatever, but I did take a step back. And I thought to myself, hold up, let me talk here for a minute. And I prayed for other people because I realized that while my situation, how I'm looking at it, seems so dire to me, there are other people, Grizzly and his mom, for example, that are in need of prayer, that are in a situation that is different from mine, that they are, every single time I talk to them, they're happy, they're joyful. I would have drove my car off a cliff. I mean, and I say that because I really think these things. I think that everything that's on my plate is more than I can handle. And then I think about other people that, you know, you, Deja Vu, you don't have a car. You're dealing with all of your stuff. And I stop and I say, Lord, I'm like, why? You've got to take this off my mind. I'm like, there's, you know, Deja Vu and her situation and Grizzly and Mama Bear and their situation. I'm like, help me to be more conscious of other people's needs before my own. And that's been my prayer for the last 2 days. So I want you all to know that I've really, really been focusing on from my heart praying for other people. Because I feel like that's the only way that it's going to get my mind off of my situation and what I think is so horrible.
I understand. I've been there, too. I think we've talked about that a couple of times. Because, your prayers are always, bless me, oh, Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. And I love that old school gospel song, Be Grateful. Because, it hits it all on the head. There's someone worse off than you. Be grateful.
Right.
Because there's someone that would love to be in your shoes.
Right. And that's something that I don't always
be
look at. And so, thank you.
Be grateful.
You know what? We only have a few minutes left. We only have a few minutes left, and so I want to end the show.
That's my song.
I'm going to end the show with the Saints and their track, Oh Yeah, because that one always gets my blood pumping, and I need blood pumping for the rest of the night. So this is the Saints, Oh Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this week's Gospel Hip Hop Sundays on Top Star Hip Hop Radio, brought to you by www.topstarhiphop.com with me, Double D, and Miss Deja Vu.
You go,
and
girl.
Always,
you go, girl.
OG Mac Drama. So here we go.
Yeah,
OG
on.
By the
Yeah,
state.
Do it, girl.
Jesus, yes, somebody said, Jesus, you're the source of my joy, yes, oh yes, yes, oh yes.
My daddy, my pop, my father, and if you feel me, holler at me. Listen, he is the one that gave me everything that I'm needing. That's from the clothes I'm wearing to the food that I'm eating. He is such a provider, great Jehovah Jireh. That's why I praise him, hallelujah, heavenly father. He heals me when I'm hurting, he will be there for certain. He never sleep or slumber, spirit forever working. I know that God's good, but I believe he's greater. He is the one that made you, gave up his son and savior. Wonderful way maker, always willing and able. Bless me in front of haters, stay preparing and table. My cup is overrunning, my life is more abundant. Can't take the credit for it, I know it's him who done it. He is the blessed savior, and I am blessed with favor. I will forever praise you, turn to your neighbor, say, let's go.